Oprah, Beyonce, Bono, Will Smith, the stars are coming to Washington, D.C., and celebrity gridlock is expected during President-elect Barack Obama's inauguration. Those who didn't have access to exclusive inauguration passes and parties did have the chance to enter a ticket lottery. 240,000 tickets were up for grabs. You had to apply to your local congressional office. And a few weeks ago, we asked to hear from those of you who were able to get your hands on a ticket or two. And before we go on, we'd like to correct something. We noted that on our call out to the lucky winners, it contained an error. We mistakenly said that there were 250,000 tickets available. Only 240 were available, which of course lowers the odds. We had fascinating replies from civil rights activists to high school students who were too young to vote but still participated by enrolling voters in their communities. Well, today, two of our listeners join us to tell their good luck stories. Walter Deer is in the studios of KSUT in Ignacio, Colorado. Welcome to the program, Walter.
Hey, Leanne. How are you today?
Good morning. And Krupali Tajura is at member station KPCC in Pasadena, California. Welcome to you, Krupali.
Thank you so much, Leanne. Pleasure to be here.
Walter, I want to start with you. Now, your daughter wrote into us, and she says that you have pictures with John F. Kennedy, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton. I mean, how is it you got so close to all of these presidents?
Well, I was an editor-publisher for a daily newspaper in Henderson, Kentucky for like 40 years, and I just sort of flocked to the political scene from time to time. My brother Joe, who later became president of the National Press Club, called me in the early 50s to go over to New York City to hear Ike Eisenhower, then president of Columbia University, announce his resignation. Eisenhower had a remarkable facility for avoiding answers to pesky questions asked by newsmen. He would talk and talk and say nothing, sort of like Alan Greenspan.
Now, how did you get your tickets to the inauguration?
I pestered our United States Congressman John Salazar and his brother Ken Salazar, and we got four tickets, which is lucky me. So my daughter Jenny and I are going, and then two friends from Durango are going.
Well, we want to bring Krupali Tajura into the conversation and to, I guess, reintroduce her to everybody. We actually have a clip because she appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Wow.
O-B-A-M-A, 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 Obama was his name. Oh, he led with character. He loved.
Hi, Krupali.
Hello.
Oh, I bet you love to hear that tape of you singing.
No.
No?
After I sang that, I was so embarrassed. Oh. I did not share that film or tape or that story, actually, after I got back home with anybody.
So you don't want to repeat the experience here?
Well, I mean, I could if you ask.
Well, could you?
I sure can. Would you like me to sing it?
Oh, okay. Sure.
There once was a man from Illinois who became a state senator. O-B-A-M-A, 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 Obama was his name. Oh, he led with character, he led with integrity, he made the people happy. O-B-A-M-A, 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 Obama was his name. Oh.
Woo! Nice work.
I'm not a singer. I'd like to preface it with that.
So it wasn't your singing voice that got you tickets to the inauguration?
You know, on the day after the election, I booked a flight to D.C. I knew I was going to be there no matter what, with or without a ticket. It was going to be a full circle moment for me, no matter what. People thought I was a little nuts, but, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to go. Whatever happens, happens. That same day, I wrote into both my senators, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who happens to be the chair of the inaugural committee. And, you know, the same day that the Oprah Winfrey Show called me, I kid you not, I got a message on my cell phone from the Dianne Feinstein's office that said that I had received two tickets.
Oh.
And they had received...
Oh, wow, 4 years to the day that you got you got the Obama tickets. Walter Deer, let me bring you back in. Walter, where are you going to be staying?
About 15 miles from the mall. And I know that a lot of people think that it's crazy to go because the trains are going to be jammed. There are not going to be enough porta potties. But I'm just like my new colleague over there in California. We'll just expect chaos and it'll be fun.
Yeah, the original Obama girl is making it to D.C.
Those are Weekend Edition listeners Krupali Tajura and Walter Deer. They're both coming to Washington, D.C. to attend Tuesday's inauguration of the 44th President Barack Obama. Have a great time. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
My colleague, Saturday host Scott Simon, also spoke with inaugural attendees. Last week, he met with high schoolers Alyssa Roberts and Olivia Rudine of Denver, Colorado. They're documenting their journey and stay in D.C. for us as a video diary. Yesterday, they went on a whirlwind tour of the city and encountered the boss himself.
Right. Bruce Springsteen is right behind me on the Lincoln Memorial. He was rehearsing for the big show tomorrow for the opening ceremony. We're hoping he'll come back on, but we'll wait and see. Otherwise, we'll be seeing him tomorrow.
To see Alyssa and Olivia's diary, go to our blog, npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.